We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Mudash and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We're in Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. A little bit of an introduction. We've mentioned in the past Svichim, aftergrowth. So when it comes to produce that grows on its own in the seventh year, we call those Svichim. And the Svichim actually have Kiddush HaShviyas and certain laws apply to it, which we'll discuss later in the Masech. Now, Mida Oraisa, that the Svichim are actually permitted to eat, but the Midrabanan, there are certain halachos that apply to grains and most vegetables, which are going to be forbidden. When it comes to fruits and certain types of plants are allowed, the reason why when it comes to the grains and many of the vegetables, the Chachamim said you're not allowed to eat the Svichim, is because we were afraid that people would actually plant them against Halacha during the Shemitah year and claim that, no, they grew on their own. So that's why there was this Gezeirah on Svichim, and we'll discuss that a little bit later. Of course, it's important to know what's considered Shemitah and not Shemitah produce. So we assume that for something to be classified as Shemitah produce, it has to reach a certain stage, a significant stage in its development during the Shemitah year. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that when it comes to grains and olives, we determine the development, it's reached a significant stage when it's one-third, a shlish, of the fruit's ripened state. So if you have an olive, and we say, well, let's give the example, you have an olive, and it grew a third of its growth before Shemitah, so then it's not a Shemitah, it's not considered Shemitah produce, even though you may pick it and eat it during Shemitah, because it grew a third, a shlish, before the Shemitah year. Of course, if it reached that shlish, that third, only after Rosh Hashanah, grains and olives in that category, so it's considered Shemitah fruit and has Kedushas Shviyas. Other fruits, the Gemara says, other than olives, it has to reach what we call Chanata, which is a blossoming, a little bit after the blossoming stage. That's considered the significant stage where we determine when the fruit has reached the development to decide whether it's a Shemitah fruit, a seventh year fruit or not. And when it comes to vegetables, generally the year is of Lakita, when you actually pick them. Now, this is important not only to determine whether something has the status of Shemitah fruit, but also, if you go back a little bit, we've discussed this in the past, as to whether or not we're supposed to give from that fruit Maser Ani or Maser Sheni. You may remember that Maser, although every year we give 2% of Truma to the Kohen, and 10% of Maser Rishon to the Levi, and another 10% which is Maser Sheni, which we eat in Yerushalayim, but there also is another Maser, another tenth, then that's Maser Ani, which we give to the poor in the third and the sixth year, and Maser Sheni, which Maser Sheni is only in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year Aveda years. Aleph, Beis, Dalet, and Hey. So Maser Sheni, Maser Ani depends on the year. So I need to know this particular fruit. Is this a second year fruit, let's say, and I'm supposed to give Maser Sheni? Or is it a third year fruit and I have to give Maser Ani? So it's also important to know, when do we consider this, what year fruit is it? Well, it's if it's most of the fruits, let's say other than olives, so we follow Chanata. When did that post-blossoming take place? Then I'll know the beginning of the creation of the fruit. I'll know then what year it is. Says the Mishnah. Ha'orez. Rice, v'hadochan, and millet, v'haprogin, and poppy, v'hashimshimin, and sesame, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, which took root before Rosh Hashanah, misasrin lisha avar, the halacha of maser depends on the previous year, umutarin bashvias, and they're permitted in shvias. What does this mean? So the Mishnah here is now teaching us something else, that the determining factor for rice and some of these, and these are the species, millet, etc., is actually when the year, has nothing to do with blossoming, that's when it comes to fruit, and not when you collect them, that's when it comes to vegetables, but these items, the year of the fruit is determined, or these items, rather, the produce, is determined by when they take root, what we call hashrasha. So the Mishnah here is telling us if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, so then we determine whether I'm giving Maser Anu or Maser Sheni by the previous year and not by the year that of Rosh Hashanah, the year that we're talking about. So if they take root in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, but you're only now collecting them in the third year, so you're going to give Maser Sheni as opposed to Maser Ani, because Maser Sheni is a second year Maser, and Maser Ani is a third year Maser. And Mutar and Bashvius, what does it mean there are permitted Bashvius? So the Mishnah here is teaching us like this. Mutar and Bashvius, they're permitted in the 70 of these types of the rice, the millet, these varieties were planted in the sixth year, but they grew in the seventh. So they don't have the Kedushas Shviyas, sanctity of Shemitah produce, because they took root before Rosh Hashanah and the Shemitah year. They took root in the sixth year, even though you may be eating them and collecting them in the seventh year, makes no difference. They're considered sixth year produce. Vimla, but if not, meaning they didn't take root. The rice, millet, poppy, sesame took root after Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. So then Asurun Bashviyas, they have Kedushas Shviyas. And if it were another one of the other years, so let's say they took root only in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, so then you would give Maser Ani from it because it only took root in that particular year. A lot of practical halachos when it comes to this, but one interesting one is actually Machlokes Tanoi Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezvav, as well as in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes, how we deal with an estrog. So, do we say that, well, an estrog is a fruit, so it should follow chanata, which is the typical, the post-blossoming stage, as when it comes to all other fruit. Or maybe it's the year that it's picked, which is lakita, which usually applies to other items or vegetables. The Rishonim actually debate what the halacha is, and Chazon Ish actually paskins that we follow the estrog when it comes to all other fruit. But if we can, we try to be strict, and according to the opinions that to follow when it was picked. So now I have to be strict on both ends. Follow chanata, but also follow lakita. So if that would be the case, if I have an estrog that was picked after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, even though it blossomed when the previous year, in the sixth year, so it should not have Kedushas Shviyas, nonetheless, since you picked it after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, and there are some Rishonim who claim this would be considered a Shemitah Esrog, so we try to be strict with it and treat it with a proper Kedusha, which after Sukkot, halachos about returning it to Israel, or it's in Israel, and how do I treat it? We have to be very careful, can't just throw it out. But if the Esrog, let's say, was formed during the Chanata, during the seventh year, and picked in the eighth year, you certainly have to treat it with Kedushas Shviyas, because the Chanata, which is generally the way we paskin for fruit, and an Esrog as well, certainly happened there in the seventh year. We are in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Pol HaMitzri, the Egyptian bean, Shezra'o Lezera Batchila, Kayotze Bohen, that you planted it for the purposes of seeds and not to eat, so they will follow the rule of the rice and the millet of the previous Mishnah. Meaning what? The person has intention from the very beginning, when he's planting this crop, was to produce it for seeds for future planting, not with the intention to actually eat it. So that, therefore, these types of plants, let's say when you intended them for seed purposes, for growing, then we treat them like the rice and the millet and the poppy and the sesame when, regarding Maaser, Maaser Ani versus Maaser Sheni, and Shemitah, meaning, as right when it comes to, the status will be determined by when they take root. Why? Because when these beans, the Pol HaMitzri, is planted for the seed purposes, so then the crop is not picked all at the same time. And that, if that's the case, so it's going to be classified then by when it takes root, the Hashrasha, rather when it's picked, because they're picked all at different times. So then we want to give a uniform time period, which is essentially why we had the same halacha when it came to the rice and the millet, where, because since they're collected at different times, the Zman Lakita wouldn't make any sense. So that's why Zman Hashrasha of taking root made sense, to give it a uniform time. The same thing is true when it comes to beans, when you're planting them for seed purposes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afunin Hagamlonin Kayotze Bahen. Rabbi Shimon says, these thick beans, which we've discussed actually in Kilayim, very large beans, also have the same halacha. It's not every bean, but these in particular, because also, just like the Egyptian beans, according to Rabbi Shimon claims, they're also planted for seed purposes, and that's why we classify them, we determine how we determine what year it is, it will depend on, is because they're planted for seed, and that's why it's when they take root, and not when they are collected. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afunin Hagamlonin, Misha Tirmalu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar, he actually comes to qualify what Rabbi Shimon said about these very thick beans. And he says like this, they are, it's true that we classify them sometimes by the year in which they take root, but it's only when they were, it says, tirmulu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, they form pods before Rosh Hashanah. So when do we say thick beans? When they're right, if I have thick beans and they were, let's say I picked them, I was, locate them in the Shemitah year. But they took root before Shemitah. So again, here I'm picking them in Shemitah. They took root before Shemitah. So do we follow that they took root before Shemitah and don't have the status of Shemitah? If the following two criteria are met, number one, they're planted from the very beginning for the purposes of seed growing and not for eating. And number two, they form pods before the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. But if either of those conditions are missing, so then the halacha is different. Then we treat them like all vegetables, zman lekita, a different time and not the time that they take root.